afternoon, everybody. Thanks for doing the net tonight, Lee. This is David, KB5UGF, and I am located in Southeast Arlington, just east of Arlington Airport. And, gosh, speaking of thumbwheel radios, I'm on one right now, as a matter of fact, an old ICOM IC3AT, one of those little brick radios, handheld radios from, I guess this goes back to the late 70s. Good sound, good quality sound. Nice big speaker on it. I'm on a speaker mic, but probably one of the best sounding HTs you're going to hear is the old ICOM IC HT series. They made ones for 2 meters, one for 3, or one for 220 and one for 440. Good sounding radio. Hard to say if that's my favorite or not. I do like my Anytone. I've got the Anytone Tri-Band, which is extremely popular. It's got the full power 220, whereas some of the mobiles that have 220 have a reduced power output on 220. So it's probably my favorite. I'm trying to think of. Oh, and I've got an FT60 HT. It receives 220. It won't transmit on it. It's got a really wide band receive. Not too many dual band radios cover 220 on reception, so it's kind of a plus for that radio. Anyway, that's about it. Back to net control, KB5UGF.
Thank you, David. And quick question on there. Are you still able to find batteries for the ICOM radio?
Oh man, I haven't tried to in so long. I've got a what I'm using now is I'm using it basically as a base. I've got just a hollow shell of a former battery pack that built a little power supply in it, so it'll run on 12 volts. You just slap that in there like you would a battery pack, and it's got a barrel receptacle, and you just it runs on 12 volts. I do have a battery pack case that will hold 8 AA's. You can load up, so that I think I brought that to the club one time. I went and loaded it up with AA rechargeable batteries, and the thing weighs about 5 pounds in with all the batteries in it. So I don't know. You can probably find some used battery packs somewhere. KB5UGF.
Thank you, David. And now let's pick up W5GJX. Come now with your name, location, and what 220 radio are you on, and what all 220 radios do you have, and which one's your favorite?
Hey, everybody. This is W5GJX. David, up in Wise County. I have a TYC-9000, which I'm on right now, and I have a Kenwood TM-321A, and it is by far my favorite, but since I am far enough out and technically antenna challenged, it only has 25 watts, so I use the TYC. So, anyway, hope y'all have a great evening. This is W5GJX, back in that control.
Thank you, David. Yeah, that TYT is a very popular radio. That's what I'm on now. Okay, thank you for checking in. And by the way, from Wise County to here, you come in like gangbusters. So you've got a good setup, antenna wise or whatever. All right, let's pick up K9CRA. Name, location, and tell us about your radios.
This is K9CRA. My name is Brian. I'm in Southeast Arlington off of 360 and Nebulane. I actually have three The one I'm speaking on is an Anytone 588, not to be confused with the Anytone 5888, which is the Tri-Bender. This one is just a single-band radio. And I've got a couple of TYT 9000s. One of them is in my truck, and the other one is just sitting on the shelf here waiting for something to do. So I never got into 220 until Jim started pressing on it and encouraging everyone to kind of get in there, and I decided I'd go ahead and do it. And so I'm trying to make it that every week. K9 CRA.
Okay, thanks, Brent. Yeah, that I have that that TYT 9000, and I had it in my truck until I put the Anytone in it, and I went from just a quarter wave antenna to a great big Comet antenna for the Anytone tri-band antenna, and you know, I really think that TYT with the little, 12-inch wire, whatever it was, with steel talk rings around it. Okay. Thank you for checking in. Let's pick up KI5LET. Name, location, and tell us about your radios.
This is KI5LET. Name is Top. Location is about halfway between Decatur and Boyd in Wise County. I'm talking on a TYT TH9000, and I also have an HT TYT TH350. It's a tri-bander with 220. I bought them both 2 years ago when I decided to pick up this band, and I've had pretty good luck with them. I'd probably say the bubble here is, which I use as a base, is probably my favorite. It works great, rock solid, seems to get out pretty well. And I think it's probably doing closer to 60 watts. I need to put a meter on it, but it's just been a rock solid radio, and I've had a lot of fun with it so far. The HT I've used several times, and it gets out pretty well. I added a signal stick antenna to it, and it seems to work well. I've used it both on 2 meters, 70 centimeters, and 220. Works great. When I first got it, it had some firmware issues, but working with Bi-2-Way radios in China, it took a while. We finally got the firmware bug fixed. KI5LET, back to that.
Hey, thank you, Tom. I have to be on your QRZ page right now. Are you running a mag mount on top of a steel roof? Is that what you're talking on now?